Hello, happy 2025, and welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. If you're new to this little corner of eMoney, welcome. I'm Kate, your host and part of eMoney Advisor. I'm so excited to kick off the new year with another episode focused on one of our integrations. This one is on Redtail. Whether you're familiar with this integration in eMoney or not, I encourage you to keep listening. Today I'm chatting with Rick Williamson, Director of Brand Experience at Redtail. Rick is so passionate about everything the Redtail eMoney integration offers, and we really packed a lot into this conversation. So with that, I will leave you here for my conversation with Rick. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information, and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Rick, thanks so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. Can you start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Kate, thank you so much for having me. Number one, I'm really excited to be here. I love talking about this kind of stuff. Gosh, about me. Well, I just celebrated literally December 26th, depending on when you're listening to this. I just celebrated my 13th anniversary with Redtail, now Orion.
Wow, 13.
13 years, lucky number 13. But yeah, I started in Redtail sales. I did a year of sales, and then they moved me over to training, and I kind of spent the next years developing our Redtail's training departments and building that up and creating that, and that includes all of the webinars that we do, all of the one-on-one trainings that we do, most importantly, our Redtail universities, our Align University events. Those are incredibly popular, and I took over those and really helped grow them, you know, continuously into what they are today. And I just love what I do. I love the opportunity that I get to use fun and storytelling to connect with the audience, to use pop culture and movies, just to get people a little bit more excited. And then, of course, like, I truly think that what I do and what we do, especially when it comes to building stronger relationships with clients, building that connection, that's one of the most important things that we can do. And I think that in a world now that maybe feels more disconnected than ever, the fact that I can and have gotten an opportunity with Redtail that is continuing in Orion to really champion relationships, champion paying attention to the things that our clients choose to waste their time on, as I like to say, what they do with their free time, that is where relationships are built. That is where people feel seen, and that is where an emotional connection really happens. And so it motivates me, and I love it. But yeah, 13 years, isn't that nuts?
That is crazy. Yeah, and I love to hear that you worked in training and really developed their training program, because while this podcast is produced by eLearning at eMoney, it is part of a big training initiative that we, you know, really want to bring different resources to our advisors so that they can learn the application in and out. So we are on the same page there. Really cool to hear about some of the stuff that you've had the chance to do. And you can just sense how passionate you are about Redtail as a brand, which is awesome.
Yeah, I love, I mean, listen, I think it's important to mention they sign the checks, right? I'm not doing this of my own, you know, altruistic, you know, motivations here. But at the same time, like, you're right. I'm incredibly fortunate to have found Redtail and to have been brought onto this team. And I am incredibly fortunate to people like David Melhorn and Brian McLaughlin, who were like, you be you, man. And that, I just am incredibly grateful for it, and it's really cool, and hopefully I don't get too annoying.
No, I'm sure everything that you bring to the table is helpful and impactful for the users. You mentioned building connections and relationships, which that is something that we really talk a lot about, because of course it's important for, you know, advisors to feel like they can come to eMoney with questions and concerns, but also we recognize, as I'm sure you do, we recognize that advisors on their side of things are trying to build the connections and the relationships with their own clients. And So I'm excited to talk a little bit more about that later. But for our users who don't know too much about the Redtail and eMoney integration, can you give them like a high level overview of what it allows users to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's funny. I spent the entire introduction talking about myself. I didn't mention Redtail very much. Not a very good job by me.
That's okay.
If you're not familiar with Redtail CRM and what we do, like, we are CRM, contact relationship management software. I always like to refer to it as contact relationship management, not client relationship management or customer, simply because the relationships that you have in business go beyond just the client. The relationships with your prospects matter. The relationships with their beneficiaries, the next generation, is incredibly important nowadays. So Redtail has always been focused on securely and compliantly giving advisors and financial professionals a platform to track all of the note-taking, all of the task assignment, all of the little details that go into who a person is, right? And one of the reasons that that is works so well with companies like eMoney is because, and again, I don't mean this to sound reductive, but Redtail focuses on the people, whereas eMoney really focuses on the money, right? It's kind of in the name, isn't it? And the fact that these two softwares, hardwares, tools, offerings, whatever terminology you want to use, the fact that they are still focused in those areas and being great in those areas whilst also sharing their data together, I think that that's the most beneficial aspect of it, because then you know you have a fully FINRA and SEC compliant contact relationship management software for everything that you could possibly need. But then you know you have eMoney. You have, you know, one of the best tools in the industry to be able to put together the planning to all of the investments, all of that type of information. And so the fact that, like, you can send basic contact information from Redtail to eMoney, that's amazing. I'm going to go through these one at a time because we can do so many different things. Our integration can do so many different things. But just the fact that, like, if I'm a prospect and you're prospecting me, you get my name, you know, you get my phone number, you're building up more information about me, but then maybe I become a client. You've gathered all this information about me. Rather than having to duplicate entry that over and over and over again, the fact that, boop, I can just click send to and send that information over to eMoney is very, very valuable. But that's like one sliver of it, right? Because you also can access the eMoney Spotlight from within the CRM, which I think is really beneficial to see real-time eMoney information, ranks, investments, financials, all that kind of stuff without having to leave the CRM. Like, I think that's incredibly valuable. But then one of the coolest parts is that you can actually synchronize information between Redtail and eMoney, right? So not just the contact information, not just the Rolodex information that I like to talk about, but also syncing up tasks, notes, things like that is really valuable too. So that type of integration updating, that type of sharing of information, I think is really, really valuable. And I think that that is... it's really cool to see integrations grow over the last 20 years. Back before all of this cool stuff was possible, it was just like download a spreadsheet from one software and upload it to another. Kate, I don't know if like, oh, we integrate with Microsoft in the sense that you can upload an Excel spreadsheet. That was integration back then, you know?
Yeah, integrations today are a game changer. I mean, for a lot of different companies, but especially in the financial industry, like you said, you know, when you were talking about the Redtail focusing on people, eMoney focusing on money, our main motto is helping people talk about money. So it's almost like the marriage of those two things, which I,
we're going to have so much fun talking. you are exactly I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you are exactly right.
No worries. I mean, and I think that there's so much to be said. Like you talked about the prospect to client, and that is something I was just thinking about over the last few weeks, is how advisors can really use e-money from someone being in that prospect stage to becoming a client, and then them having a really great, successful long-term relationship with them, creating these financial plans. And I love to hear how Redtail and integrations can play a part in that, because that data on both sides of applications is so vital for the client to have and for the advisor to have on the client. So synchronizing all of that is so important.
Yeah, it's just, it's time. Right? It's time. It's efficiency. We're talking about going back to the joke about integrations previously being uploading spreadsheets. Do we all remember what it was before that? Like, it was file cabinets. It was a bunch of disconnected data. And now in this age of AI, like it's the funny thing, and we're not going to talk about AI a ton today, but like, AI is just being able to take all of this information that we have, like centuries of human knowledge and history of how things work, how things are put together, and consolidates them and puts it all working together in one place. So this is just the next inevitable step, you know, in that direction of, we have all of this data at our fingertips. How can we see it as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible, but also in the most helpful way possible too, which is where I think e-money really shines. And a lot of tools, a lot of offerings out there right now really lean into the visuals of it. And I think you know what I'm talking about, Kate, when we're talking about, like, it is so much easier nowadays to show somebody's financial plan than it was years ago. You know, it's so much easier. So that's the efficiency is the name of the game. It's the fact that it's saving time, the fact that are continuously finding ways to do things faster, right? We're continuously finding ways to do the actual job faster. It's incredible what we can do. I'm always interested about what we do with that extra time too. You know what I mean?
Yes, and it opens the door for so many possibilities for advisors while also not losing the value, because I think that that's a big component is it, you know, the relationship, the integration between Redtail and eMoney really allows for that efficiency of planning, but it doesn't compromise the value of the data that an advisor is able to receive, which is just as essential. For someone who maybe is not as familiar with the integration, how often is the integration data updating? Is that daily? Is there a manual component involved for people with Redtail?
Great question. So the first initial, like, obviously, and we're going to tell you, I'm going to make sure at the end where you can find all of the detailed instructions of all of this. Everybody's a different learner. Right. So you, whoever's listening right now, if you're an audio listener, like, you can get started just by going into your CRM, managing integrations and adding in your e-money credentials. Like, it's just that simple. But once you are actually connected, once you have Redtail and e-money actually connected, that first manual push, going back to the prospect to client, that first push is manual. That's the first I'm going to click send to, and I'm going to send it over to eMoney. But once that is happening, I believe it updates pretty regularly, if not in real time, then at least on a nightly basis. But I do think we're getting a lot better than nightly. I don't want to make any guarantees, though. You know what? You know the kind of world we live in. No guarantees around here.
Very fair. We were talking about, you know, the efficiency component, and
yes.
You mentioned tasks and notes, which the synchronization of everything there is so key. So I want to dive a little bit more into that. So with the synchronization of notes and tasks, that I believe is really one of the components that really just enhances the efficiency for our advisors. Can you speak a little bit more about that feature?
This is one of the few integrations that actually does that. I think I could probably count them on one hand, although if I'm being honest with you, our product team, they're always cooking up some new fancy thing that is just, it's always like, it's hidden in darkness from me until we pop it out. So who knows what kind of cool stuff that they've come up with. But like, I really love the syncing of nodes and tasks. It goes back to that connection of these two programs, of these two tools, and building that deeper connection, giving additional insight, no matter where you are at. The fact that you can view Redtail notes and tasks inside of eMoney and vice versa, the fact that you can view real-time eMoney statistics in the eMoney spotlight without leaving Redtail, I don't know if there's probably some official nerdy integration term for this, and I say that with all due respect and love to my fellow nerds out there. But like, I love the integrations that give you sort of a window into the other tool. I think that this is a big, big part of that, because when you are getting that additional insight, no matter what tool that you're in, you're able to do a little bit more. It goes back to that value that we were just talking about. It cuts down on the amount of jumping back and forth between tools that needs to happen. Again, it's really cool. I think it's really valuable to be able to look at not just notes about client touches and meetings and appointments and whatever, but also tasks. You know, you mentioned tasks, the to-dos that we've done. What do we have coming up? What did we execute? The fact that that is something that can be viewed in eMoney and vice versa, and something that can be synced back and forth. If for no other reason, the rarity of that integration, I think, is something to point out. But ultimately, it comes back to allowing the user, you, the listener, the advisor, the support staff members, the most amount of information wherever you're at any particular time, regardless of what your current focus is on. If your focus is on the financial planning aspect of it, on making sure that all of that data is in place, on making sure that, you know, as I said before, the investments, the financials, I need to be in eMoney to do that, but I might need some Redtail information. Guess what? That sync helps. Likewise, if you're in Redtail and you're looking up, you know, any type of client information, and you just need a real quick peek at eMoney data, boom, it's in there. And I just think that that's awesome.
It is. I agree. And the other thing is, let's just say the reality is that these advisors are using a ton of different tools. They are using different platforms, tools, softwares to make their world for their clients go round and to give their clients a comprehensive financial plan, to dive into the nitty-gritty of what their retirement's going to look like, the cash flow planning, the tax planning, all of these different financial components to one's life. They're using a ton of tools to make that happen. So if this integration can bring some transparency, efficiency, and value, that's huge to the advisor and to the client.
Absolutely. And it's not different. Like, the other thing I like to talk about is like, that's not different than any other industry that we're in. You know, you go into a doctor's office, they don't have an all-in-one tool. Like, they don't have a CAT scan machine that can take your blood pressure. They don't, like, you go to a construction site, they don't have a shovel that can also hammer nails. I mean, if you're really good with a shovel, you can hammer nails with it, but that's a completely different conversation, right? And the same is true here, where they have a boatload of different tools. And you're right. It is most beneficial to get the best tool for that particular part of your business. It's just, sometimes it's just better to focus on tools that are really good at what they do and integrating them into your flow.
So with the integration, advisors can get a look into so many different things. One of those things that I think is really cool to kind of talk about is assets that they are not currently managing. And I think that this is really cool because if they're not currently managing those assets, but the client has them, that still can play a role on the client's overall financial outlook. But I want to hear from you a little bit about maybe the value in that insight, especially when it comes to that advisor-client relationship.
You know, that phrase is so interesting, the advisor advisor-client relationship? Because what is that? You know, what is the advisor-client relationship in 2025? Is it a conduit towards investing? No, not anymore. It's not. Investing is direct to consumer now. You know, and I can go online right now and I can quote unquote invest in all sorts of nonsense, various cryptos. Like I remember when NFTs were a thing and it's like, oh, I can invest in this JPEG, that whatever. Anyway, this industry is really going to have to start kind of facing the facts that they can't gatekeep investing anymore. Investing is not locked behind a stockbroker or a financial advisor or a money manager anymore. And so I personally think that the advisor-client relationship is that advisors are guides. They're that exact word. They are an advisor. They're like storytellers, right? And each of their clients is trying to get their happily ever after. And it's the job of an advisor to help their client, aka the main character, if you will, reach their happily ever after. And a story is much easier to tell when you know all the details, right? This can help you guide them in ways that you might not directly be involved in, such as assets that you're not currently managing. Most importantly, it involves stuff that has nothing to do with the business at hand. That's exactly why I think this kind of stuff is valuable and why I think it helps with the client-advisor relationship or the advisor-client relationship, because you can't take someone on their journey if you don't know all of the details. You know, you can do your best, but it helps to be able to have a larger picture of who this person is and what they're working with. And it allows you to, and I'm going to use that phrase, you know, it allows you to help your clients reach their happily ever after, just in a better and easier way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that is, so many clients go to advisors looking for advice, solutions, guidance on so many different components of their financial life or financial plan.
Yeah.
And getting that insight, I think that's an extremely valuable part of this integration, is it bringing that transparency. And I hope advisors see that when they think about using it, because that transparency is a very important part of planning.
Oh, immensely, immensely. That transparency, that type of personal connection. People just, you know, advisors, it's easy to forget, but like money is incredibly emotional to talk about. And if you can connect on those emotions, not just those emotions, but all of the emotions, the positive emotions, not just the worry, not just the concern, but the joy, you know, that they get, that's what we're going for. And it's just like, to put it in a nerdy parlance, the more data you have, the better story you can tell.
On this same note of really the advisor-client relationship, using Redtail, using eMoney to help advisors elevate their business, what is one way that you hope the Redtail and eMoney integration will really lead to that stronger relationship between the advisor and the client?
So I love this question. And of course, You tell me, you ask me about one thing and I'm going to give you three. Like, that's just, I don't know. I got to talk to my therapist about it. But when somebody gives me like guidelines, I always got to do a little bit more. There's something deep down that needs to be talked about. But I think integrations like this help advisors, help the financial professional, whether you're an advisor, money manager, support staff, whoever. I think it helps, you know, lead to a stronger advisor-client relationship in three key ways. Number one, obviously, we've talked about the fact that you save time. You save time by streamlining data visibility across all of these different platforms. You're able to engage with that particular tool in the way it's meant to be engaged in, while also using that that additional information to help increase the experience, right? Number two, this gives an advisor a tool to show their clients where they're at in their journey. We talked a little bit before this about the visual aspect of it all. The fact that people are visual learners. And when you can put e-money statistics right in front of somebody, when you can put the charts and the plans right in front of somebody, that makes you a better advisor. It gives you more storytelling ammunition to try and get the idea across that this is what we need to do in order to reach that happily ever after. And then the third part, and again, this is my bread and butter. This is where I think the industry needs to continue to spend more time on, but it gives advisors more time to spend connecting with your clients outside of the numbers, right? Outside of the financials, on the things that the clients actually get to do with those financials. It is statistically shown. Like, I don't know, it's been weird lately because like we all kind of know the random statistic that's out there, which it's like it's 5 to 8 times more expensive to prospect for new clients than it is to retain existing ones. And so like, why don't we start putting more of our time into retaining our existing clients, retaining their spouses after a death in the family, retaining their beneficiaries, their children, that next generation of wealth that we've been talking about? Because when millennials get the buying power, Kate, let me tell you, the experience is just going to get that much more important.
Absolutely.
Like millennials and buying power, like there's a reason Disney adults are millennials, right? Most of them. There's a reason. And it's because we love our experiences. We love feeling that emotional connection. And the name of the game with efficiency has always been do more so you can do more. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to act as a little sleeper agent for some work-life balance, which is to say, do more so you can do less. What if instead of using all of that extra time to grow by 100 clients, you instead used it to build deeper relationships with the families of your 100 best clients? Like, what if that's where you decided to focus your time on? Because that is what actually leads to a stronger advisor-client relationship. It's not the fact that you got them the rate of return that you promised. Like, cool, good job. Like, that's the base, bare minimum. That's table stakes, as I've heard it said. It's one thing to do that. It's another thing to be social, be somebody who clients want to hang out with. And if you have more time by letting the tools do what they do so that you can actually connect with people, that is how that keyword relationship gets stronger, in my opinion.
Very good insight. Very good tips. I mean, there's a great quote. Maybe I've even said it before on the podcast, but as you were talking, it came to mind. And it's the quote, my dad is an advisor and he always says this. It's people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And there is a lot of truth to that.
Yep.
There really is, especially in this industry. An advisor who truly cares about their client and the well-being of their client's financial plan and can really see what the client cares about from the client's point of view, that will take them a really long way, in my opinion.
Exactly. Like, I don't have a significant amount of money in fantasy football, but like if my financial advisor like was like, how'd your fantasy football team do? Like, that's just a little thing that has absolutely nothing to do with the services that are being provided, with the actual business relationship that is happening. Yeah, it's just the little things, the things we celebrate, the things that my favorite phrase is the things that we choose to waste our time on. If we are lucky enough to get a small amount of free time to ourselves, what do we choose to waste it on? You know, is it working in the garage? Is it landscaping? Is it that fantasy football team? Is it, you know, building models? Is it crocheting? Whatever it is, like, that's what people are. And when we can engage with that more, it makes everything a little better.
And every client's different. Every client is going to have different needs, different dreams, a different hope for their future. And I mean, there may be a general theme, but the nitty-gritty details of every client is going to look different. And that's one of the things that I really love about eMoney is we have this ability to really customize things within the application for clients? How do you feel this integration gives advisors the opportunity to do that, to customize the planning experience for their clients?
I think it's a lot of what we talked about, which is just in terms of being able to access not only the information in eMoney, but like from the red tail side, obviously. I always like to challenge audiences that I talk in front of. I like to ask them how many offices are tracking at least one type of client favorite, whether that be a favorite sports team, a favorite soda, a favorite way they like their coffee. And you'd be shocked at how few hands, maybe you wouldn't be shocked, but I am constantly shocked at how few hands go up, because Redtail has the ability, we have the tools inside of our platform to record all of those things. People care about their dogs almost as much as children nowadays, or their pets, like just in general, their pets in general. Like people care about, they deeply care about sometimes the goofiest stuff. And I say that in the most loving way possible. You know what I mean? And Redtail lets you record that. It lets you put in that information so that you can reference it, so that you can use it to not just interact with just that one special individual, but maybe the four dozen or so who might share a trait. You know, maybe if I make it a goal of my office this year that we're going to record what everybody's favorite cookie type is, and then at the end of the year we're going to do a holiday marketing campaign and we're going to send cookies in a jar to our clients, and we're going to send the snickerdoodles to them, the chocolate chips, the oatmeal raisins, the white chocolate macadamia nut, whatever your particular cookie of choice is, we can record that in Redtail. We can then pull up groups of people based on that criteria, and then we can use that data. We can create labels. We can send it to special services, whatever, to, again, engage with those clients more on that level. So I think a lot of it is just, again, going back to the time that this integration saves so that advisors can build more into their practice in regards to that relationship building. And that's hard. It's hard because they have this existing funnel a lot of times of how it goes. That's what I want people to try and do more of rather than getting more prospects. You know, what if we worked on more retentions? That type of customizing that experience based on who each individual is, again, it's incredibly valuable. Despite the fact that we're seeing larger and larger and larger companies, people, they want more and more bespoke experiences. And a CRM helps you do that. A platform like eMoney helps you do that. It helps you take all of these data points and put them into a place where you can truly connect with each individual person on where they're at. That's what we're trying to do.
Yes, it's so important. It's a game changer for the planning experience on, I would say, both the advisor and client end. So I hope that this gives advisors a lot of food for thought, especially going into a new year, diving into maybe evaluating what they want to continue or change or start doing in 2025. So I think it's great food for thought for them. One thing I want to touch on, just jumping back to before I get away from it, because this is something we talk about all the time at eMoney, is security. Security of data. Client data is so important. Advisors want to know that their clients' data is secure. So from the Redtail side of things, can you speak on the security of data and information shared in Redtail by advisors?
Especially in this industry, the security measures that have to be in place at the level of which they are constantly tested in this industry, like, they really are put through the ringer. And so, like, we run our self audits constantly to make sure that there are no holes in the way that our data is being shared. And we make sure through that. Now, I'm not a developer. I'm not a product person. I'm not a coder. That's a whole different language to me, basically. But like, they are really dedicated to making sure that those avenues of data sharing, those highways, those little connection points are solid. When you are combining two pieces of software that are so institutionally ingrained as we are, as Red Tail and e-money is, the amount of like security audits we go through just to sign new PPAs with broker dealers, like that, like we are constantly being put through the ringer because it is the job of these RIAs, of these custodians, of these broker dealers to make sure everything's on the up and up. And then the last thing that I'll share is we've actually spent a big part of the last year, the biggest lift that we've been doing on the production development side of things is setting the infrastructure in place so that the data flows between not just Red Tail and eMoney, but Red Tail, all of Orion's products, Red Tail and all of our integration platforms, so that not only does it stream easier than ever before, not only are we capturing and sending more data points than ever before, but we are making sure that the security matches it. You're going to start seeing more and more real-time syncing happen. And that's going to be cool because then it's not waiting. Then you're not waiting a night for an upload. You're not waiting, you know, a couple of hours. Like the speed at which data is transmitting and the security at which data is transmitting, because it needs to, is really cool and really exciting. And I really love that we've spent the last however long we have. I don't have a specific timeline. But like, I love that we spent the last year working on stuff that frankly isn't that sexy, for lack of a better word. Like, it's not flashy. It's not a new tool. It's not a new dangly thing that we can show people and be like, hey, look at this new thing. But like, we had a lot of calls about up times and down times, about not being able to get logged in as we were moving over to the AWS servers. And now that that's happened, now that security's all in place, like that has become so much smoother. And I'm so glad that it has, because it was that heavy lift that needed to happen before we can really start innovating. And I'm really excited about some of the stuff we're working on. But that security is, it works hand in hand with that innovation, because without it, the innovation is pointless because you can't use it.
So true. So true. No, those updates are really great to hear. Because security, of course, is just a top concern. And the idea of having secure syncing is what I now want to call that. Like, that is a secure syncing that's really like at the fingertips for these advisors. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And really goes back to that efficiency component that has really been like the thread through this entire podcast episode. But there is something to be said about it. If you can get that, that contributes to not losing the value, because the minute the security is lost, the minute the value is lost. So that is the most important component. So I love to hear that. I think that will be a huge reassurance for advisors as they listen, just to know and feel confident in the data that they are entering into these systems, knowing that it's secure, is absolutely awesome.
It is. It's really nice. I mean, Red Tail's always been built, even going back to the OG days, like we've always been built on this sort of honeycomb structure. And I just use that as a visual. But the fact that like, if I lose my password, or if somebody logs in, whether it be accidentally or maliciously, somebody logs into my Red Tail, that doesn't affect anybody else's Red Tail. Like, that doesn't affect, and that's kind of old cloud concerns, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like when we were all trying to figure out exactly what the cloud meant. Where is the cloud? Is it up there? Is it, where is it? Is it divided? Is it segmented? If Red Tail's on the cloud and I log in, can somebody else, like, those are things we take very seriously. And just as you said, like, it's, if it's not secure, there's literally no point in doing it, especially in this industry.
Definitely. This industry, it's essential that security is at the top of any type of fintech platform's brain. I have a question for you as about advisors and the direction of where their business is growing that I think will be a really cool thing to leave people with today. So as an advisor's business shifts and continues to grow, because the reality is that, you know, an advisor who is 2 years into their practice, their business is going to look a lot different 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And I'm sure we have advisors who are very early on in their career, but we also have advisors who are more seasoned financial advisors. So as one's practice and business shifts and grows, how do you think their work can continue to grow with this integration? I mean, with Redtail and eMoney, how can we continue to bring enhanced value to their business and ultimately to the plans for their clients? I mean, I know that was kind of a two-part question, so feel free to answer it in two parts, but very curious to really dive into this topic a little bit for our listeners.
Of course, I love that. I mean, I kind of said a lot of it already, but like, I think one of the things people should be looking for when they're working with their tools in this industry is that additional value and that additional growth that can be provided with the particular organizations you're with. Kate, the fact that this podcast exists, the fact that we are doing this right now, you and I are recording this right now, I think is testament to Redtail's desire to help our users grow, eMoney's desire to help your users grow, your advisors, your professionals, by not just providing tool functionality, right? But also providing practice management guidance and thought leadership and, you know, the type of personal training that frankly most people need when they are trying to get better or push it into the next gear. Or anytime somebody wants to do that, yeah, you can look at the tools and maybe we need a better tool here. Maybe we need a better tool here. Yeah, sure, fine. But a lot of the time, it's how you're using them. A lot of the time, it's how they're fitting in with your practice. And so I would encourage anybody listening to this to look into the additional training and knowledge resources that Redtail has, eMoney has, any tool that you're working with, because in my opinion, that is where the value really grows. Yes, doing good work and having good technology and good tools, like, yes, that is obviously very, very important. And you should always be evaluating your tools to see if there are better options out there, things like that. But I do think in that evaluation, people should be looking more at, what am I getting out of this? How do they support their product? How do they listen to their clients? What type of training do they offer? What type of education do they offer? That's been one of my proudest points over my career, is the fact that like training for us has never been about just point and click. It's never just been about where you click on the screen. It's the strategies that you use. It's teaching people that they should be collecting client favorites because that's a better way to connect with them. It's giving them little strategies and practice management and connecting them with other professionals in this industry. That's a bit of a zag from your question, you know, because like ultimately this integration will continue to improve along with data sharing. And so keep yourself educated, keep yourself up to date, and don't be afraid to ask for help, because we are out here to help. That is the whole reason we exist. So that's my biggest thing to give people is like, seek out additional knowledge and training. Look at the ways your tools are going to enhance your experience outside of just what the tool does itself. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Those are all ways that advisors, people can continue to grow what they're doing through this integration and through the professional relationships they have with eMoney and Redtail.
I love that. I love those suggestions. They were awesome. And I think that that couldn't have been better advice, really, for advisors to truly continue to understand how the integration can continue to bring them value, because the value that it will bring you and what you're able to do with the integration in year two of your business is going to look different in year 10 of your business, but also someone in year two now, 8 years from now, there will be further developments. There are things that are bound to change. So many things within both eMoney and Redtail will look different. And that's a great thing. And there is so much training material and learning material, learning resources within eMoney, just like in Redtail. So I really hope that advisors leave today feeling encouraged to understand that these resources are at their fingertips, that they are so accessible.
Immensely. Like this is, we don't exist without you. I don't want to, I'm not so arrogant to say you don't exist without us. There's plenty of other things out there. Like we exist because of you for sure. And that type of feedback, that type of stuff, like we hear it and we work to implement it. And I'm really excited to see what we have going into the future. But like, I'm also really excited that our, like going back to our Red Tail University events or Align University events, a lot of people don't know that we do these live training events. And I know that depending on when this goes out, we'll either have announced all of our 2025 dates or we'll be very close to announcing them. But like that type of experience is more than just, oh, I'm going to go sit and learn how to use a CRM for the day. There's so much more, whether it be interaction, whether it be getting your questions answered, whether it be learning strategies or roundtable sessions. Like they're so much more valuable, and it's an interesting world. The training world is, and the knowledge world, because we're just trying to constantly put it out there, and whoever will take it. Like I love going to our events, and I love meeting with people because it's just a great time. I just live by it. I mean, heck, it's been my career. Why wouldn't I? So it's. I truly believe in it. I truly do drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, I understand why. I totally understand why. Is there anything else that you want to leave our advisors with today, leave our listeners? Where can they go to get more information? I know you mentioned that a little bit earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
But would love to just, you know, the floor is yours to really leave our advisors with what you wish.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that obviously we've been talking about Red Tail and eMoney, but I would, like I said, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that eMoney has a lot of deep level integration with Orion's portfolio services, you know, being able to sync in accounts to eMoney and use eMoney's planning platform, being able to run Orion reports directly inside of eMoney, like that stuff is really cool. So I wanted to give a shout out to that. If you're an existing Red Tail user, you can just click the little bubble in your CRM to reach out to our support team. They can walk you through the setup. I mentioned redtailuniversity.com. And if you're ever interested in hearing whatever nonsense I have to say, you can find me at Ricky Redtail on LinkedIn, at Twitter. I'm really, really excited. And I'm really excited to be hosting our big Ascent conference at the start of February. That is going to be really cool as well. So I think that's everything. But like, again, you can find me. Just throw a rock and you'll probably hit me somewhere.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining the podcast today, Rick. You are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to everything Red Tail. So I am very confident that our advisors will be leaving today's episode just feeling really encouraged, but also really inspired. 2025 is a new year. I know there's a lot of goal setting and fresh year for advisors and clients. So I really think that they will leave today's episode feeling inspired for the new year and hopefully diving right into that Red Tail and eMoney integration.
They better. I don't want to see anybody just spending money on a gym membership and not going. You got to get in. You got to use this stuff. All right. So like, I'm going to be checking in with you in April during tax season. I'm going to be double checking on all those new subscriptions.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much.
Kate, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. What a fun guest Rick was to have on to help kick off the new year. Both eMoney and Red Tail have some great things in the works for an awesome 2025. Catch me on another episode soon with more exciting guests, eMoney updates, and tips on how you can best use eMoney and all of its features to elevate your business this year. Be sure to check out the help menu for more information on how to subscribe to the Knowledge Base podcast, and there you can check out all of our other help resources as well. Happy 2025!